The Gemara can't talk so loud. Let's not. If you design them, today is the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chal Yos Achar HaShabbos. If Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, so now the question is not what can you do on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but what may you do on Shabbos that you need to do on Yom Tov. In other words, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos preceding Yom Tov? Bishama says, Madbilin es hakol melifnei haShabbos. That you have to detoil everything, put everything in a mikveh from before Shabbos. Everything meaning both utensils and people. A person cannot go to the mikveh on Shabbos, and people and utensils you cannot dip in the mikveh on Shabbos. Rashi says that really you're supposed to be metara yourself before Yom Tov, especially when you ate kachim, so you have to be pure, you have to go to the mikveh. So you cannot do this on the Shabbos before the Yom Tov. You cannot go yourself to the mikveh, and you cannot put the kelim into the mikveh on Shabbos. In other words, you cannot be toivel anything on Shabbos. Or Yom Tov for that matter. Beis Hillel says no. Kelim lifnei Shabbos. Utensils have to be done during the week from before Shabbos. But v'adam b'Shabbos, but a person himself, he may go to the mikveh on Shabbos. So machlokes b'shama b'shilol, whether you can be tovel, a person can be tovel on Shabbos or Yom Tov. B'shama says, not kelim, not a person can go to the mikveh on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And b'shilol says, a person may go, kelim cannot be dumped in the mikveh, tamei dika kelim cannot be put in the mikveh on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Shavim, but they both agree, Shemashikin is a mind bikli even the Tyron. Avaloy Madbilin. They both agree, Shemashikin. What's Mashikin? Who knows what Hashoka is? Hashoka is from the word Nishika. What does Nishika mean? Kiss. So Mashikin is a mind. You may kiss the water in a utensil made out of stone to make it tahar. So Rashi explains, let's say you have drinking water, potable drinking water that becomes tamei. So the only way you can make that tar is by putting that water, the only thing they allow to be tevel in the mikveh, any food or drink can be tevel in the mikveh, is only water. Water you can tevel in the mikveh. How do you tevel water in the mikveh? So I'll tell you how. If you have put it inside a stone vessel, which is not makabatumah, you make a tiny little hole in the stone vessel, and you put that utensil vessel with the water inside the mikveh. And then the water that's tameh, you want to have a tar because you're a kohen, you want to drink a tar, so that water that's tameh, it's going to touch, it's going to kiss the water in a mikveh, even so slightly. That's hashaka. Rashi says that's okay. Why? Because that's not tvila. It's hashaka. It's not putting it into the mikveh. It's hashaka. It's not tvila, and therefore that can be done on Yom Tov. So therefore, b'shavim they both agree, both b'sham and b'sil agree, shemashikin esamayim, bikli even, that you may kiss, have the water kiss inside a stone utensil, the tyron, to kiss the water of the mikveh to make a tar. You can be metired to a hashaka. Avaloi madbilin, but you may not put it into a mikveh, into a, Rashi says, into a utensil made out of wood, which is mekabel tumah, and is tamei, and do hashaka in such a way. In other words, you cannot take this tamei water, put it inside a non-tahar, tamei wood utensil, and all I'm doing is I'm doing hashaka. I want to make the water tahar. And I'm doing the same method. Doesn't work. Why? Because here you're doing two things. A, you're doing hashaka on the water, and that is okay on Yom Tov or Shabbos. But B, you're also making the wooden utensil tahar by putting it into the mikveh. Ah, you try to pass one through us to make the wooden utensil also tahar, that you can't do already. That's making a utensil tahar, that cannot be done. The only thing you can do is hashaka with water without making the utensil tahar, i.e. a stone utensil that's tahar anyway. If you put it inside a wooden utensil, so the wooden utensil is tameh, and then you're going to do two with the price of one, you're going to do hashaka on the water and make the wooden utensil tahar as well, that you're not allowed to do. That's what he says. Yishavin shemashikin esamayim b'kli even l'taron avaloi madbilin. But you cannot be toivel the kli eitz inside the mikveh as well. That's one halacha. Last halacha, if you don't know what it means, Madbila nikmitayvel mikav legav mechabura lechabura. Rashi says, the Gemara will explain, we'll see what that means, relevant, we'll wait for the Gemara. Yeah, why is it, so Rashi says, mikvah is water made out of salted water. Not really clear why that is. I suppose that you have no other potable drinking water. So therefore, your water, the mikvah, is also not potable drinking water. So you're really stuck. The Gemara doesn't say, you're stuck. You have to make this water inside your vessel tahor because you have nothing else to drink. The reason why the Gemara says that, because otherwise it's not, it's shchiach and it's gzeira. So we're going to see the Gemara. It could be a regular kelim mikveh, but then you have other drinking water. So that's no good. You have to say that water in the mikveh is not potable, and therefore the only potable water you have is the water that you want to make tahor. And therefore you're kind of stuck, and therefore you're allowed to do that. That's what the Gemara is going to end up saying. Oh, that's the most question. That's the million-dollar question.
You mentioned the previous discussion of the harama with the case with the wooden barrel.
The harama.
You said before that marv mishura, but you can't be marv.
Correct.
But here also, it's the same. The case with the wood.
Is a harama. Okay. Yes, it was over here. Correct. Well, we're learning halachas of yontif and Shabbos, I guess. Okay. We actually, we had a whole discussion about it. We said last year, and you listened on tape, Tyson discusses whether you need pass as well or just a cooked item. And Lachal Meiser, he told me, he looked up, that if you went and cooked without making Erev Tashilin, Avar Va'ofa, last Amud, so the halacha is B'di'evit, it's okay. But it doesn't say anything about Harama. Could be if you do Harama, the Gemara seems to say it's worse, and it doesn't work. When a cook bemazed it, then with the evidence, it's okay. Avar v'afa doesn't pass all the food. But haroma might be worse. We discussed it last time. So haroma is a bad thing. Okay. $1 million question. Says the Mishnah. This is Fred's question. Says the Gemara. The Kulei Alma, everybody agrees. Danny, take it more quickly. We're starting the Gemara right now. The Mishnah says that you cannot be tovel anything on Yantif. Says the Gemara. The Kulei Alma, they all agree. Mios, the Kulei Alma Mios, everybody, however, agrees, Kli b'Shabbos Lai. That on Shabbos, or Yom Tov for that matter, you cannot be toivel a utensil. My time, what's the reason? Why can't you be toivel a utensil on Shabbos or Yom Tov? What's the reason? Amar Rabba. The Gemara's going to give three reasons. Amar Rabba, the first reason, says Rabba, you know why you can't be toivel a utensil that's Tomei on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Person, Machlek is b'Shabbos Hilo. But a utensil, definitely not. It says Gemara, Omer Rabba, Rabba, Gzeira Hashem Yitlenu B'yadoi, B'yavrena Dalamas, B'shus Rabbim. Because generally speaking, the mikveh is far away. Fred, where are you looking? Yud Ches, I just turned on it. That's about when you have an article Gemara. It's too many pages to flip. Omer Rabba says, Rabba, Gzeira, why can't you be table anything in a mikveh? A utensil and mikvah on Yom Tov Shabbos, gzeira shem yitlenu biyodoi. Maybe you'll take it by hand. Biyaverenu abamis b'shus rabim, because you're going to move it b'shus on Shabbos. You're going to move it outside the b'shus. Generally, the mikvah is not in your backyard. The mikvah is on the street. It's in the shul. So you're going to take it. If you say you're allowed to table something on Shabbos, you're going to take the utensil, carry it on the street. Gzeira, you're not allowed to table the mikvah. Wait. So Gemara says, Amalei Abaye says, Abaye, Yesh Labar B'chatzeroi, Michael Meimar. So if that's the case, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with tabling something on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So if you have a pit in your backyard with well water, not well water, spring water, that should be okay. If you have a bar in your backyard, it should be okay. Amalei tells him, Gzei Labar B'chatzeroi, Otei Bar B'shus Rabim. Because if we're going to allow you a pit in your backyard, you're going to do a pit in the B'shus Rabim as well. So it's a gzeira, you're not allowed to do it. It's a gzeira, l'gzeira. Good question. But the Gemara holds, the hilwe machma and a gzeira, l'gzeira, to even a pit in your backyard, you may not do, because you might come and do it, you might come and do the Rishus Rabim as well. So the Gemara says, hotenech Shabbos. That's correct, Shabbos. B'yantif ma'ikel meima. Why can't you be tevel something in the yantif? If the whole reason is because you might carry, yantif has no problem of carrying. So the Gemara says, gozo yantif otu Shabbos. they make Zera Yantav Shabbos. So Gemara says, Umik Azrinon? Why then do we say, look in Rashi, Umik Azrinon, the second Rashi, very important, second line, Umi Achmir Rabbona Kulehai Bekach Tekante, why the Chacham is so much Machmir in this Takana, the Tvilas Kelim, the Mikzer, to make Zera, Heteva, and Yantav, or to Azura, Ugzera Legzera? This is real Gzera Legzera. Yantav, you cannot be Teva. Why? Because it might be Teva on Shabbos. Teva on Shabbos, you can't do. Why? Because it might come and carry Mishus Rabim. That's Gzera Legzera. Why are we so machmir on Tvilas Kalim on Yantav? Because it might come in and do it on Shabbos. And Shabbos, it might be a problem. If you do it on Shabbos, you might not do it in your backyard. You might do it in a mikveh across the street in Mishus Rabim. That's Gzera Legzera. Why are we so machmir? That's the first question. Umik Azrinon. And what? Right? And how we're so machmir on Tvilas Kelim, Gzera Legzera. And now we're going to bring six rayas from the Mishnah, from various cases, that we're not machmir on Tvilas Kelim, Gzera Legzera. What's the case? But none. We learned in the Mishnah, the first case. Bishavim, they both agree, Shemashikin Esamayim, Bikli Evin, Letaron. They all agree that if you have water, we just learned it, if you have water, that's Tameh. So how are you supposed to, how could you, you both agree that how are you supposed to be tovel water that's tamei in a mikveh? You want to have potable water. Remember I told you? You put it inside a stone vessel, you make a tiny little hole, or you put it in for a second, and then the water inside the stone vessel touches the water inside the mikveh, and that's called all considered one water, and it's okay. That's how you retire the water. By the way, that's called the concept of hashaka. The way we make a common mikveh, every mikveh in the world is built with hashaka, right? When your wife goes to the mikveh, is that rainwater that she goes into? I hope not. That's the same rainwater that's sitting there for the last year. That's pretty disgusting. They change the water all the time. So how do they do that? Because they have a tiny little hole in the mikveh, and there's a plug, and you open up the plug, and right next to the mikveh, either on the bottom, on the side, that's a whole halacha mikvahs, there's another real mikveh with the rainwater, and you open up the plug, and it touches the fresh water, and just made everything tahar. That's the concept of hashaka that we have in every mikveh in the world. It's hashaka. Same thing over here. If you want to be tovel, water that became tamei, you do hashaka. So it says here, everybody agrees, you can do hashaka with the water. The shavim all agree. Shemashikin is a mayim, bikli evin letaron. Then we all do hashaka with the water inside a stone vessel to make a tar. Avalei matbilin, but you may not do hashaka in a wooden vessel. Why? Because if you make hashaka in a wooden vessel, that's tamei. You're going to do two things. You're going to and make hashaka on the water, which is okay, but you're also going to mitaher the actual wooden vessel, and that's no good. V'isa, and if you tell me that you make a gzera legzera, nigzer hashaka atu hadbola. So let's say it's forbidden to do hashaka on the water in a stone vessel, because if I'm allowing you to do that, you might come on Yantif and do Hashaka in a wooden vessel, which is Tameh, and that's no good. So let's forbid the stone vessel Hashaka as well, just like we say, we make Gzera L'Gzera, just like you forbid Yantif because of Shabbos. So forbid a stone vessel Hashaka, because you might use a wooden vessel in which you're going to make the vessel Tahar as well, and therefore you should make Gzera L'Gzera. I know, but you see that you can't be Tevil Kalim. You also need that for Yechol Nefesh.
When you say that about Shachtim.
Okay, but I understand. But for some reason, Tvilas Kalim, we make Zeres Legzera, and you cannot do Tvilas Kalim, even though you might need it for Yechol Nefesh. I know, but here we're not. Even, we can't because of it. And the question, why not? After all, if the reason is because of Gzera, because it might be Gzera Atu Shabbos, that's Gzera Legzera, I can show you another case. We, in Tvilas Kalim itself, we allow you to do a Tvila of water in a stone vessel, which is okay, because it's just Hashaka. Gzera, you should forbid it, because you might do it in a wooden vessel, which is real Tvila, and make that Gzera as well. And we don't make that Gzera. So why do we make Gzera? Every Tvilas Kalim because of Yantif. That's a much question.
Wood can come in time?
Yes. You missed the Mishnah. That's what happens. Well, yeah, come in time. Yeah. Sorry.
It's not a...
Happy you're here.
It's not a simple error. There's a difference between being Chayzer Shabbos, Yom Tov on the Shabbos versus, like,
Why not?
What they're going to say is you have to do this as we don't allow you to do. We've already established you're not allowed to do tefillas kale. That's already been established, right? Atu gzeron because of Shabbos. Therefore, the only way you're able to do this
is hashaka.
The only way you're able to do hashaka is by using a stone keli, which can't become tame from putting the water in there, so we don't have to worry about you being done.
I know, but why can you let's forbid that atu tefillas kalim? You might come in and do tefillas kalim in a wooden stone. So let's make it gzera l'gzera.
No one's worried about doing tefillah on Yom Tov.
Why not?
There's no gzeras on doing tefillah on Yom Tov. There's a gzera not being able to do tefillah on Yom Tov because of Shabbos. Because they don't want you to carry on Shabbos. There's nothing inherently wrong with doing it on Yom Tov.
Maybe the kasha is, you missed the mission as well, that this halacha of hashok is permitted on Shabbos. So why do we allow hashok on Shabbos? Let's be gezer that you might do Tvilas Kalim on Shabbos.
That could be.
Same thing.
So it's not a question of doing Hashaka on Yom.
No, correct. The Mishnah is talking about actually Hashaka on Shabbos.
Right, so now going to say,
the same Gzeir and Gzeir.
Right, okay.
Maybe that's a shot. Good point. V'isen, if you're right, Nigzer Hashaka, Otu Hadbala, at least on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, V'tizbara, what are you thinking? E Isle Maim Yofim, if you tell me he has good water, that brings to the salty water of the mikveh. He has other good water. Hani lamalu lemevet lu hashaka. So why do you have to do hashaka altogether? He has regular drinking water, so he has other water. He doesn't need to do hashaka. Elod lesle. We're talking about he has no water left. All he has is this little water, and that became tamei. Chivin de lesle. And since he doesn't have any other water besides his water, mizah zor hebuhu. So Rashi says he's very careful to make sure it doesn't become tamei. And since it became tamei anyway, that's a milsa de la shchicha. That's a very far-fetched thing. Meaning, he had no water left. All his water became tameh. All he had was this little water in his jug that was still okay. And he's extra careful. He doesn't want to become tameh because he needs drinking water. And guess what? He became tameh. And now he's stuck with this and he's got to do hashaka. Well, that's a milsa de la shchicha. That's something that's so far-fetched that a guy is not going to have any water left besides this one. And that also becomes tameh. If it's a milsa de la shchicha, we don't make gzeira, and therefore they allowed hashak on this water because it's so far fetched that all you have left is this potable water that became tamei. That means everything else became tamei, and all you have left is this part. And you thought it's going to remain tar, and it became tamei as well. That's leishchiach. And if it's leishchiach, you don't have to worry about gzeira. Gzeira, leishchiach. Not worried about that because most leishchiach, something which is not shchiach, Chazal does not make gzeira. That's the first Gemara starts. Makes simple sense. Eisvei. Next case. Also about tefillah, madlin bitli tamei v'hu tahar. The halach is like this. The halach is that if you want to take water from a natural well, and you want to take tahar water from this natural well, right? In other words, regarding yantif, you want to take from a pit which you can. You can do tefillah on, and you want to take water from this well, and your utensil you're using is a tamei dike kli. Could you use a bucket to fill up, to take your water from the well on Yom Tov, and thereby, like indirectly, you just retrieval your keli? Ah, can you do that? You're just taking water. You want to take water from the well. But which bucket are you using? A tamadika bucket. Could you dump a tamadika bucket inside the well to take out the water in order to drink from it? And what are you gaining? That you're making this keli, this bucket, tar. Could you not? Salach is esvei, madlin bitli tamei. You can draw water from a well with a bucket, a pail, that's tamei, bu tar, and it becomes tar. You can do that in Yom Tov. V'yisa, if you tell me you're worried about gzeira, nigza, let's make gzeira, that you can forbid that, dilma aslit bule beine. Because if you can allow that, the next time he'll take the bucket to say, oh, I need my bucket to be tar, let me go put it in the mikveh. So let's make gzeira. So you tell me you're worried about gzeiras on Yom Tov. By the way, Bensi, this is relevant to you, because this is on Yom Tov, that allow, why do we allow to draw water with a tamadika bucket? You allow that, the next time you'll take the tamadika bucket and put it inside a mikveh. So why don't we say that? If you're worried about gzera, l'gzera. What's the difference? But if I allow you to draw water from a bucket that's tamay, and indirectly you're going to make it tahar, so why don't we say, oh, let's forbid you to do that, because if we allow you to do that, you're going to take a regular bucket and put it inside a mikveh. And that's forbidden. So let's make that gzera. So Gemara says, Shani also, over there it's also different. Why? Since it's only permitted, not by actually dumping the utensil inside a mikveh. It's only permitted by drawing water. So you're ready, what are you doing? An act of drawing water. You're not doing an act of doing something in the mikveh. You're doing an act of drawing water, taking your water out from the well. So you're only permitting it through this act of drawing water, zachu. He'll remember very carefully that it's only permitted if I actually draw water alongside, not by actually putting the bucket inside the water and in the mikveh, and therefore we don't have to make exer over there. That's different. Zachor, he'll remember shatvila asur b'yantif. He'll remember that regular tvila is forbidden in yantif. The only way it's permitted is by doing it indirectly, by dumping. You know what I'm talking about with the well, with the bucket? We don't have buckets and wells anymore. You know, exactly like that. So that's permitted. Why? Because nobody's going to look at that you're actually taking a bucket made out of metal that's tamei and dumping it into the mikveh. You're doing to draw water. So therefore, you're not going to worry that if you allow that, you're going to also in the future take a bucket and put it inside a mikveh to make a tar because you want to make something tar. You don't have to worry about that. Esvei. Next case. I'll ask you a question. Klishin nitma me'erev yontif, a utensil that became tamei, an erev yontif, ein mabila nesib yontif. You cannot be tayul in a yontif. Be yontif, mabila nesib yontif. Oh, that's relevant to you. Ira. A utensil that became tamei and erev yontif, that you may not be tayul in yontif. But something which became tamei and yontif itself, that you're allowed to be tayul. Why? Because you couldn't have done it beforehand. Eichel nefesh. The whole Isser, what we learned in the Mishnah, that you cannot be tayul something on yontif, is only if it became tamei on erev yontif. If it became tamei on yontif itself, you're allowed to. So kalisha nitma be'erev yontif, ein mabilas yontif. But yontif became tamei on yontif, mabilas yontif. You're allowed to be tayul on yontif. The misa, if you worry about gzeiris, tvilas, kalim, nigzer the yontif, or to erev yontif. Let's make gzeira on yontif. If you allow you to be tayul, seeing the yontif, we'll do it. Things that became tamei erev yantif, we'll do that also. So let's make exera. Why do you allow something that became tamei and yantif to go into the mikveh, a utensil? If you allow that, you're going to do it even the stuff that became tamei and erev yantif. Let's make exera. See, Mor says, tuma b'yantif milsele shchichi, milsele shchichi legos b'rabbanon. Same thing. When does something become tamei and yantif? Everybody went to the mikveh before yantif. They ate kachim. So people were not tamei and yantif. So how do you have ever something that becomes tamei and yantif? Hardly, yeah. The wife became Benida on Yantif and she touched the Keli before he ate it. That's maybe the only possibility. Like this, there's no tumor. So therefore, tumor, something Tamei and Yantif is something which is Leishchiach, and something Leishchiach, like Gozu Bo Rabbanon, Chazal did not make a Exera. Next case. Eisvei, we learned the next case. Ask a question. Listen to this. Kli Shenitma Ba'ava Tuma. Rashi learns two ways that learn Rashi. Rashi says two ways. Rashi says, this halacha, listen to this, this halacha, that, which we paskin, that something which becomes tamei on erev yantif, you may not put it into the mikveh on yantif. Why? Because you might come and carry it, remember? Gzeira atu Shabbos. So something which came tamei on erev yantif, you not make tamei, you cannot put it in mikveh on yantif, is only kli shenitma ba'ava tuma. Only something which became tamei through an avatuma. What's an avatuma? Avatuma is either a dead mace is called an avi avoisatuma. An avatuma is either a person that touched the mace and then he touches the keli, or a sheretz that's tamei, or an animal that's tamei, not through shchita, that died. All those are called avatuma. So keli that becomes tamei through an avatuma is called a rishon tuma. And that midoraisa is tamei. Midoraisa is such a thing as a rishon tuma for a keli. Hence, since midoraisa, it's tamei from before yantif, that you may not put in a mikveh on yantif. By the way, but something which became Tamei from an Avatuma on Yantav itself, even though Midrash says Tamei, you're allowed to put Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to do, Rashi learns. But something which became Tamei on Erev Yantav from an Avatuma, so Midrash it's called a real Tuma, Rishon Tuma, then you cannot put in Mikveh on Yantav. But Bivlada Tuma, something which became Tamei through only a Vlada Tuma. What's Vlada Tuma? Again, what's Avatuma? First one. Vlada Tuma, what's Vlad mean? Child. So child of the Avatuma, which is a Rishon Tuma, something which only became Tomei through a Rishon Tuma, so the Keli is only a Sheni Tuma. Sheni Tuma is only Tomei Midirabonon. So since Midiraisa, it's not really Tomei, so you're not really doing anything to this item. I don't know what's the difference. The problem is because of Shemi Yavirena Dalamas, it shouldn't make a difference. The Gemara is going to fall away from it soon. But the Gemara Mishnah says that something which became Tomei on Erev Yantif, but from a Vlada Tumah, and therefore it's only a Sheni Tumah, and a Sheni Tumah Midiraisa is okay. Correct? By the way, the only one that Sheni Tumah is not okay is for Truma. Truma. Only for Truma. For Kayin. For Kachim and for Truma. But for everybody else, there's no problem. So since it's okay Midiraisa for most foods, so you don't have to worry about that. You can actually, a Keli, which is a Sheni Tumah, is permitted to be Tevel, even became Tomei on Erev Yantif. Bevlada Tumah, it became Tomei through a Vlada Tumah, it means it's a Sheni Tumah, but Bilan Seb Yantif. Vemisa, if you tell me you're worried about Gzeira, Nigzer Ha, Atu Ha, let's worry about a Sheni Tumah, then don't be Tevel that, because you might be Tevel a Rishon Tumah. What's the same reason? Vlada Tumah, Hechem Mishkachas Lo, Gabe Kahanim. Who's worried about Kahanim that becoming something a Sheni Tumah? Only Kahanim. Who's worried about something becoming a Sheni Tumah? Only Kahanim. Kahanim are worried about a Sheni Tumah for Truma and for Kachim. So therefore, and for them I think it's only, might only be the Rabbanon.
No, like Truma is Doris.
A Sheni Tumah? Sure.
But
yeah.
Truma can become a Shlishi, Kachim can become a
Reish. Maybe right, but Midrash, that's Midrabbanon.
No, there's Doris.
Midrash?
Like Truma and Kachim, I think so. Only by food, not by Kli.
I understand. But a Kli becoming a Sheni Tumah and the Truma becomes a Shlishi Tumah. Not sure. Not sure. Maybe you're right. Okay, fine. But maybe a Kli becoming a Sheni.
Yeah,
a Kli becoming Sheni is only the Rabbanon.
Right.
But once a Kli is a Sheni the Rabbanon, so it makes a Truma also right. Only with Rabbanon, I would think. I think only Midrabbanon.
Oh, right.
Meaning, if the what's him tumor touches, if the food touches a sheni l'tumah, how do you have a sheni l'tumah? I guess if a person touches the sheretz, so he becomes rishon l'tumah.
And then a kli that's a rishon could be mitame chul into a sheni.
Correct.
The chul and sheni, then it stops there. No, then if Truma touches the Chulin, got it.
But a Kli to become a Sheni L'tumah is only the Rabbanon. So therefore the whole thing is only the Rabbanon. But anyway, who's Machmir this Rabbanon for Truma? Kahanim. So he says, Kahanim and Machmir. So he says, Vimis Nigzahotah, Vlada Tumah Ech Mishkach Zlot Gabi Kahanim. Who's Machmir of Vlada Tumah that the Kalim become Tomei and they're worried about the Shlishi L'tumah? Kahanim. Kahanim's Rizimim. Kahanim are careful. And therefore, again, Rashi says, it's milsa de l'shchicha. It's not usual to happen. And therefore, like goes about Rabbanon, and therefore, not worried about this
gzeira. Usually apply that in the mikdash, right? This is outside the mikdash, now what we're saying.
Okay, I hear that.
The other thing that's interesting is, so, gzeira de rabba by Lulav and Shofar. So, we weren't ever asked.
It's the same rabba.
Why not ask? Well, it's the same rabba. The format is a little bit different.
Right. You must say,
no,
Yom Tov of the Shabbos. We don't make thanks here. We don't make thanks.
Because
the Mishnah says.
No, because
Rabbanah
can't. Correct.
I hear. But over here they can allow it not to go. Kvilas Kedem. You hear what he says? He says, this is not Rabbah's first time that he says you can't carry Daldamas. Can't blow Shofar on Shabbos. Rabbah says because he can't carry Daldamas. So why is Moshe over there? Oh, let's not blow Shofar on Yom Tov. Let's make Zer Yom Tov to Shabbos. Because then you don't have the Mishnah. By Shofar and by Lulav, everything else. But here, it just means don't be don't put your stuff in a mikvah on Yantuf, that Chazal can say. Well pointed out. Next case, last case. Toshma, come and learn. Dama v'chir barashi marav. V'chir barashi said the name of Rav. Listen this. Nida she'ein la begadim. Listen this. A woman who's a nida, right? She has to go to the mikvah, right? Now, what's the name? On Yantuf, she can also go to the mikvah. Women go to the mikvah on Shabbos as well. But she has no clothing. And her clothing are tamei. She comes out of the mikvah, she needs to put on her clothing again. She's just tar. She puts in a tamedika clothing. She became tamei again. She doesn't want that. So what should she do? So they made a special dispensation on Yantuf and on Shabbos. She may go into the mikvah with the clothing. Loose clothing. She goes with the mikvah into the clothing. Nida she'en lebegadim. And Nida has no clothing. Maremes. She can fool. B'tavelas b'bodel. And she can go into the mikvah with the clothing. Even though, indirectly, she's doing two things. She's becoming tahar, but that's okay. Because the person, basically says, you're allowed to go into the mikvah on Shabbos and Yantuf. But the clothing are also becoming tahar alongside. V'misa, if you're worried about Xera, let forbid her to go with her clothing. Let's Xera, the most labule b'inayu. Because maybe she'll take the clothing separately and to put the clothing in the mikvah. Why? It's not a chatzitza, it's loose. Loose clothing and not a chatzitza.
So, the
stone. Yeah, same thing. Say if we say that you're not allowed to do, so why this you're allowed to do? Exactly. The Gemara same kasha. So the Gemara said with the stone.
Well, you make a reason here you don't want the woman not to go to the mikvah.
So the Gemara said, okay. V'misa, if you're worried, nigzo, let's make zero. The muscle let bullet be nayu. She's going to go mikvah. If you allow her to go to the mikvah with the clothing, and alongside you make the clothing tar as well, so why do you allow that? The person not to go to mikvah niyantuf, but the clothing, let's forbid her, because the clothing, we can make exer, you can put the clothing separately. So Gemara says, Shani, it's very simple. Since you only allow her to go to mikvah dressed, so zachu, she's going to remember very well, zachu, remember very well, oh, I'm only allowed to do the clothing because I need to go myself. I'm going with my clothing on. Nobody's going to deduce from there. I can take my clothing and put that separately into the mikvah. So therefore, she's going to remember, and it's a milsel, or maybe you can learn either she'll remember it, or it's a milsel shchicha, something that's not shchiach, and therefore, we're not going to have gzera. Interesting, Taisa brings down a point, and Taisa says, wait a second, isn't there a separate issue of putting clothing in the water on Shabbos? Not because of going into the mikvah. Kelim, shchita, is only gzera because of shchita. It's melabein. You're washing something. That's Issa Daraisa. So how do you allow that? So Taisa says, it's not malabing. It's metanef. You're making it dirty. Going into the mikvah, you're not doing it to clean the clothing. You're dirtying your clothing. You're soiling your clothing. By painting your precious clothing, putting inside the water. So that's really not malabing. That's metanef. And therefore Taisa says, there's no problem on that. Now, it might be gzeira of Shem Yisrait. Gzeira. Okay. Gzeira Shem Yisrait. You know, that maybe is only by clothing itself. Clothing with the person, you can have the same svar of the Gemara, Mosul Shchicha and Legazar, or your member, and therefore you won't take clothing and you won't come Shem Yisrait, because you remember, oh, they allowed me to go mikveh my clothing, there must be a reason for that. Oh yeah, I can't do that separately, I make sure I won't be Seichet. So that's Taisa points out. Okay.
What Kashi had around so before this were from a mikveh, or from Tanakh,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right, here's what Gemara says.
Got it.
Therefore, it's Toshma as opposed to Eisvei. Well pointed out. I like what he says. Here, you got to pick up on the nuances. Till now, Seth brings down, Yisrael brings down. Till now, it says, the Gemara says Eisvei, because we're Mishnas, we ask from. Now, we don't ask from Mishnah, we ask from a statement of Chia and Ravashi. So he says, Toshma, I'll show you that your Yisrael is not correct, but I don't have an Eisvei, I don't have a Kasha. Okay. That's the first case of Gemara. Then Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says a whole different reason. You know why you can't put your clothing, you know why you can't put kelim in a mikveh? Not because you might come in, and what's the name, and Shami Avrenu. And by the way, that's the difference, forgot to mention that. The Mishnah says that utensils you can't put in a mikveh, but the person is allowed to go in a mikveh. The first reason is Shami Avrenu. Well, because utensils you might carry. Person, he's not going to carry himself, he's going to walk to the mikveh. So therefore, this only applies by kelim and not by a person. Right, you have to remember, whenever you have to say mikvah is forbidden, you have to give why kelim are forbidden, but person is permitted. So the first reason is you might come and carry it.
According to
Beis Hillel. So therefore, the kelim you'll carry, the person is allowed to walk to the mikvah, so there's no gzera. The Gemara says another reason. You know why not to go to put kelim in mikveh? Gzeira mishum schita, because you might come and squeeze out the clothing. So therefore, schita. That's the reason why you can't do kelim. A person, there's no schita. What about his hair? I don't know. I guess, you know, he was chassidish, clean. He shaved his head. What about his beard? Kasha tzachin. I don't know. Gzeira mishum schita. I guess clothing. We're more worried about schita. A person can wash himself. So Yimor says, Amalei Abaye says, Abaye, Tenach Kelim B'nei Shechita Ninu. Makes sense, utensils which are Shechita, which are clothing. Kelim D'lav B'nei Shechita Ninu, but utensils which you don't squeeze out, Michael Mim, what are you going to say? So why is that forbidden? So Yimor says, Amalei Gzeira. It's Gzeira, Gzeira L'Gzeira. So Yimor says, Amalei Gzeira. Hani Ote Hani. Gzeira these, towards these. In other words, Kelim which have clothing, which can be Shechit, we forbid. Even Kelim which are not, squeezable, because you might come and allow those kelim. So Eisvei Kol Hani Tiufta. So then he answers him all these previous questions that we don't make Xera for Xera by Tfilas Kelim and Yantif. V'shani Lekin Shaninom, and the same answers apply. So that's the second teretz. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says Xera Shem Yishah. A new reason why you don't allow kelim. You know why? Xera Shem Yishah. Because maybe you wait, Rashi says, maybe you'll wait until Yantif happens. If you wait, let's say you have something for 4 days, that's tummy. Utensil is tummy for 4 days. So why should I go? I'm busy working the whole week. Yantif, I'm free. I'm not doing anything. I'm in shul. There's a kelim mikvah right in shul. I'll wait with my kelim to dump it into the mikvah to Yantif. Really, you're allowed to be toivel kelim as well. If you can toivel yourself, you can be toivel kelim. The reason why they forbade you toivel kelim, because you might wait till Yantif to be toivel your kelim. So what's the problem? Gzeira shemisha. So what's the problem? So the problem is, maybe along the way, you wait 4 days, you put food inside the kelim, and you make them tamei. And therefore, they don't want that to happen. Therefore, they said that you can't wait till Yantav, you got to do it right away. And you're not allowed to wait till Yantav, that can help you. You can't be tovel on Yantav anyway. So Taisa says, what about himself? So why are you worried about himself? If a person becomes tamei, say that you cannot go to the mikvah Yantav, because maybe he'll wait, and he'll touch something along the way. So Taisa says, lechais lemeches lidekakokakach. I guess it's not such a takala. He'll be careful. I don't know. Maybe he himself, he knows how to worry, watch about himself. Maybe that's his far. But if he has a keli sitting in the house, he'll just put food inside it. Him, his wife, his kids, the mishiksa, the maid, maybe he could put food inside. So therefore, if you utensil that's tummy, not good to leave it around the house. You yourself a tummy, you better know. You know your tummy, you're not going to touch anybody. They can be careful yourself. But a keli, which is a different object, you're going to wait for 4 days to dump it to the mikveh. So you might put food inside, and therefore the Medik Zera, don't wait 4 days, it's not going to help you, because on Yantif, you can't wait to Yantif anyway, because you can't be tevil on Yantif, and therefore you're going to do it right away. That's the reason why you... I hear might come use it. Why we're not worried about that? You're right. It's a good question. Says, why don't we say, why wouldn't you say, Basa B'chalaf, you don't do it right away, you can't be tevil it? So therefore what? So you have to kasha what? You have to kasha it right away. And if you don't kasha right away, it's no good. Here, they can tell you, don't do it on Yantif. That's all they can tell you. Yeah, Rashi said, because you have time on Yantif.
It's
Truma. And Basa B'chalaf?
If you hold,
it's Truma, and here Basa B'chalaf, what's the worst going to happen? Even if you hold, it's Bnei Yoimim, and we hold the Tam Kik of the Raisa. So the Basa B'chalaf, it's a lav. Here Truma the Raisa. That's it. Says Tumer Tumeya is a Raisa. Well pointed out. I love when you ask questions because he points out something else and everything becomes clear. We should, by the way, we should write down all our Aras. Put a little safer out. Kasha's through. It's beautiful. Love it. Okay. Finally, we get to the last Teretz that everybody knows. Rav Amar, the last four lines. Rav says, you know why? You know how to be Tevel Kalim? Rav Amar, Vibne Shenire, Kimisakan Kli. Because it looks like Tikkun Kli. It looks like you're Misakan something, Tikkun Mana. That you're fixing something, like you're building something, something which is not able to be used, and now it's able to be used, technically, that's forbidden on Yantav or Shabbos. So Gemara says, Yochi, if that's the case, Adam Nami. A person is also called Misakin. It's Misakin himself, right? By the Chassid. The Chassid goes in, the Gemara's Kasha is Tomei Tar. I like to make a dig over here. The Chassid, he feels if he doesn't go to the mikveh, he's Tomei. Apostle, strafe. Hashem doesn't love him. Can't do anything. Goes to mikvah. He's a new person. Misakin a Muslim. Fixes himself. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means tummy. If he's tummy, he can't eat truma, and then he becomes tar, says misakin. So Gemara said, you're worried about kelim being misakin, so the person should also be worried. Why is a person allowed to go to the mikveh? That's Gemara's question. Yochi adam nami. So Gemara says, adam nir kemeka. Person, he's not going to be misakin himself. He's going to cool himself down. He goes to the mikveh to cool himself down. It's hot. Hot day. Shabbos, yontif. I'm allowed to cool myself down. And I cool myself down. So Gemara says, "Hotenach." That makes sense. Maim yofim, beautiful clear water. Maim roy, Michael Mema. You go into a puddle, disgusting puddle. Nobody does that for pleasure purposes. So why do you allow a person to? I don't think the Moskash says gzera legzera. The Moskash says, why do you allow a person to go into any type of water on Shabbos or Yontif, into a mikveh? After all, it doesn't look like he's doing it for any other purpose. He's doing it to fix himself. Misakin should be forbidden. Sometimes Shadim Ba Bishrav, a person comes in the hot heat. Bisharav, he comes in the hot heat. Veroichetz, I feel it may mishra. If you're desperate, Danny, you go in a pool in hot heat, you go even inside the may mishra, even inside water that's used to soak the flax. Disgusting water. You just need to cool yourself down. You'll do that also. So even disgusting water, you'll do. So Gemara says, Tenech Mimoy Sechama. That makes sense in the summer. When you're hot, be moistik shem and maikel meima. Danny, in freezing cold. Nobody goes in freezing cold to cool himself down. So the Gemara could have answered, I guess, into a hot mikveh. The Gemara didn't dream you'd have a hot mikveh on Shabbos. I have a hot mikveh on Shabbos. Who heated the mikveh? Those are the thing, right? Going to talk about that. So tenech meisrama, moistik shem maikel meima. Amar nach mitzok in the winter, even in mitzok. Sometimes shon the bomb in a sodom aluchlech betit. Sometimes a person on Shabbos comes. On Shabbos Yontif comes dirty from the field with mud, with tzavut soya, and disgusting, you know, feces and stuff like that. And he goes into a cold shower, even into the cold water, even in the middle of the rain season. And therefore, it's not necessarily when a person goes into the mikveh on Shabbos Yontif, he's doing it to be mitar himself. People, onlookers, will say he's doing it in order to cool himself down, to clean himself. And therefore, that's permitted. Mashenken the keli. Why are you putting a keli in the mikveh? For one reason only: to be misaken it, misaken mama. So Gemara says, "Tenech b'Shabbos." That makes sense on Shabbos. The Yom Kippurim, Michael Meima. What do you do in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, whereby you're not allowed to wash yourself. You're not allowed to go into the chitza. So if that's the case, you should be forbidden to go on Yom Kippur for tuma purposes into a mikveh, because you can't say he's doing it to wash himself, because Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash yourself. So that's the case. Yom Kippur, you'd be forbidden to go to a mikveh for tuma purposes. Is there something that we're more machmer in Yom Kippur than on Shabbos? In other words, Shabbos is skila, washing yourself. Shabbos, any mloch is skila. Yom Kippur is not a strict, it's only kurus. So if you tell me that for Shabbos, it's okay to go into a mikveh for tuma purposes, then Yom Kippur, you cannot forbid it, because it might look like he's washing himself. You can make something more forbidden on Yom Kippur if it's not washing yourself, but it's actually for tumah purposes more than Shabbos. And if Shabbos is permitted, then Yom Kippur is also permitted. And that's why, according to that halacha, you'd be able to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, for tumah purposes. Even if you're washing yourself alongside the way, that's not your intention. That seems to be the Gemara. You don't pass on like that, but that Gemara comes out. Tomorrow we'll learn the part that says that there are things that were more machmer in Yom Kippur than on Shabbos. We'll review that again. But that's the summit.